Hey everyone, welcome back to Amber and Tyler's Dialogue, where we take you on a deep, lively journey through India's global story. I'm Amber Ellsworth, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tyler Ashcroft. As always, you can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Patreon, and all the other places you love to listen. Links are right there in the description, so make sure to check them out if you're new to the show or want to support us.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. You know, sometimes I just sit back and think, what a time to be alive. And watching India's startup scene unfold, it's like every other week there's a new headline about an Indian company setting up shop halfway across the world. And honestly, it's not just about the numbers, which are impressive, by the way, but about the stories, the ambition, and the sheer guts these founders have.
Absolutely, Tyler. And today we're taking you beyond borders, literally. We're talking about how Indian startups are making waves in three of the world's most dynamic cities, New York, London, and Dubai. I mean, think about it. From the bustling streets of Mumbai and Bangalore to the skyscrapers of Manhattan, the historic lanes of London, and the futuristic skyline of Dubai, Indian entrepreneurs are planting their flags everywhere.
It's wild, right? And here's something that might surprise you. Did you know that just in the last couple years, Indian startups have opened more overseas offices than ever before? And they're not just dipping their toes in. They're diving headfirst into these markets, reshaping industries, and honestly, changing the game for everyone.
Yeah, and it's not just about tech or software. We're talking fintech, health, e-commerce, even space tech, you name it. These companies are bringing fresh ideas, new energy, and, let's be real, a bit of that Indian hustle to the global stage.
So in this episode, we're going to unpack how Indian startups are pulling this off. What's drawing them to New York, London, and Dubai? What challenges are they facing? And what are they learning along the way? And most importantly, what does this mean for India's place in the world?
If you're as excited as we are about India's global rise, hit that subscribe button, share this episode with a friend, and maybe even drop us a comment. We love hearing from you. And remember, all the links you need are in the description. Now, let's get into it.
So, Amber, before we jump into each city, I think it's important to paint a picture of where Indian startups are coming from. You know, just a decade or so ago, the idea of an Indian startup going global was, well, kind of rare. Most companies were focused on cracking the domestic market. And for good reason. India's huge, diverse, and full of untapped potential.
Absolutely, Tyler. But over the last few years, something shifted. The Indian startup ecosystem has exploded. Like, really exploded. We're seeing more unicorns than ever before, and these aren't just copycats of Western ideas. Indian founders are solving real, local problems, sometimes with solutions that the world hasn't even imagined yet.
Right, and that's what's so fascinating. Take, for example, the way Indian startups are tackling payments or logistics. They've had to innovate in ways that Silicon Valley never really had to, just because of the scale and complexity of India's market. And now, those same innovations are turning heads overseas.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Why are so many Indian startups looking beyond India's borders? I mean, the domestic market is massive. But you know, there's a hunger for more. Access to global capital, exposure to new customer bases, and the chance to compete on the world stage. These are all huge motivators.
And let's not forget the regulatory environment. Sometimes it's just easier to test a new idea or scale up in a market with clearer rules and less red tape. Plus, being in a global hub like New York, London or Dubai can open doors to partnerships, talent, and investors that might be harder to reach from India.
That's a great point. But it's not all smooth sailing, right? Going global comes with its own set of challenges. I mean, think about cultural differences, local competition, and the pressure to adapt products or services to new markets. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, and let's be honest, not every Indian startup that tries to go global succeeds. There are stories of companies that underestimated the competition or overestimated demand. But the ones that do make it, they're learning fast, adapting even faster, and setting a new standard for what's possible.
So why New York, London, and Dubai? Well, each city offers something unique. New York is the financial capital of the world. London is a gateway to Europe and a fintech powerhouse. And Dubai is this incredible melting pot of cultures, with a business-friendly environment and a hunger for innovation.
It's almost like these cities are tailor-made for ambitious Indian startups. They offer the infrastructure, the talent, and the networks that can help a young company grow from a local player to a global contender.
And that's really what this episode is about, understanding how Indian startups are leveraging these global hubs to make their mark. It's a story of ambition, resilience, and honestly, a bit of that classic Indian entrepreneurial spirit.
If you're enjoying this conversation so far, don't forget to share it with your friends or drop us a comment. We love hearing your thoughts, and all the links you need are in the description. Now, let's dive deeper into each city and see what's really going on.
Okay, Tyler, it's time to really dig in, city by city. Let's start with New York. I mean, when you think of global ambition, New York's right up there, right? Wall Street, Silicon Alley, all that energy. How are Indian startups actually making it work there?
Yeah, Amber, New York's a magnet for anyone looking to make a splash. For Indian startups, it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, you've got access to some of the world's biggest investors, right? Venture capital is just flowing through the city. But on the other hand, the competition is fierce, like really fierce. Everyone's got a killer idea and standing out isn't easy.
That's true. But Indian startups have this unique advantage. They're used to operating in super complex environments. So when they hit New York, they're not just bringing fresh ideas. They're bringing a kind of hustle and adaptability that really stands out. I mean, think about some of the fintech companies from India that have set up shop there. They're not just copying what's already being done. They're reimagining financial services for a global audience.
Exactly. And honestly, the investor community in New York has noticed. There's a growing respect for Indian founders who can navigate both the Indian and American markets. Plus, being in New York gives these startups a stamp of legitimacy that can open doors all over the world.
Now, let's hop across the Atlantic to London. What's the vibe there for Indian startups?
Well, London's a bit different. It's not just about finance, though, yeah, that's huge. London's become this incredible hub for fintech, SaaS, even creative industries. And for Indian startups, it's a gateway to Europe. The regulatory environment is really supportive, and there's a deep pool of international talent.
Yeah, and I've heard founders say that London feels a bit more approachable, maybe? Like there's a real openness to new ideas from all over the world. Indian startups in fintech, for example, are finding that London's banks and investors are eager to collaborate, especially if you've got a proven track record back home.
Right, and that's a big deal, because when you're scaling up, you need partners who get what you're trying to do. London's also got this amazing mix of cultures, which makes it easier for Indian founders to feel at home while they're building something new.
Now, let's talk Dubai. This one's really interesting because Dubai's not just a business hub, it's a crossroads for the whole world.
Yeah, Dubai's like the ultimate sandbox for global ambition. The government's made it super easy for foreign companies to set up shop with free zones, tax benefits, and even 100% foreign ownership in some cases. For Indian startups, that's a huge draw.
And it's not just about the business-friendly policies. Dubai's got this incredible energy, like everyone's there to make things happen. The city's digital momentum is off the charts, and Indian startups in e-commerce, logistics, and even space tech are finding a welcoming home.
What's really cool is how Dubai acts as a bridge between East and West. Indian startups can test their products in a truly global market, with customers and partners from all over Asia, Africa, and Europe. It's a unique advantage you don't get in many other places.
So, when you look at all three cities, you start to see a pattern. Indian startups are choosing these hubs not just for the money or the prestige, but for the networks, the talent, and the chance to be part of a global conversation.
And here's something that might surprise you. In each of these cities, Indian startups are often the ones leading the charge on innovation. They're not just following trends, they're setting them. Whether it's rethinking payments, streamlining logistics, or even launching new digital health platforms, Indian founders are making a real impact.
It's a reminder that ambition and adaptability can take you a long way. And honestly, it's not just about the startups that make it big, it's about the whole ecosystem. The founders, the teams, the investors, who are all part of this global story.
Now let's move on to our next section. Stay tuned. All right, Amber, we've talked about the cities and the stories. Now it's time to zoom out. What are Indian startups really learning from going global? I mean, what's working, what's not, and where is this all headed?
You know, Tyler, it's fascinating to see how much these founders are learning and how quickly. One thing that stands out is just how adaptable Indian startups have become. They're not just transplanting their Indian playbook overseas, they're listening, learning, and sometimes completely reinventing their approach.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of founders. They say that being in a new market forces you to question
everything. Your product, your marketing, even your company culture. And honestly, that's where the real innovation happens.
Exactly. And it's not just about adapting to new customers. It's about building teams that are truly global. Indian startups are hiring talent from all over the world, and that diversity is becoming their secret sauce. Different perspectives, different experiences. It's like a recipe for creativity.
That's a great point. And here's something else that's interesting. Indian startups are getting really good at partnerships. Whether it's teaming up with local companies, collaborating with universities, or working with governments, they're finding ways to build bridges instead of burning them.
Absolutely. And that's a lesson for anyone trying to go global. You can't just show up and expect to succeed. You've got to build trust, show respect for local cultures, and be willing to learn from your mistakes.
Now let's talk about the future. Where do you see this trend heading, Amber? Are we going to see even more Indian startups setting up shop overseas?
I think so, Tyler. The momentum is real. As Indian startups keep proving themselves in these global hubs, more and more founders are going to feel confident about taking the leap. And it's not just about the big names. We're going to see smaller, niche startups finding success too.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see more collaboration between Indian startups and local players in these cities. It's not a zero-sum game. When Indian startups succeed, they're bringing new ideas, new energy, and new opportunities for everyone.
That's so true. And honestly, this is changing the way the world sees India. It's not just about outsourcing or cost savings anymore. India is becoming a source of innovation, leadership, and real global impact.
Let's not forget the bigger picture either. This global expansion is creating jobs, driving investment, and building bridges between cultures. It's a win-win for everyone involved.
And, you know, as listeners, we get to be part of this story. If you're inspired by what you're hearing, share this episode with a friend, drop us a comment, or hit that like button. We love hearing from you, and all the links you need are in the description.
So what's the takeaway? Indian startups are showing the world what's possible when you combine ambition, adaptability, and a willingness to learn. They're not just making their mark in New York, London, and Dubai. They're helping to shape the future of global business.
And that's something worth celebrating. Thanks for joining us on this journey. Stay tuned for our closing thoughts. And remember, wherever you are, you're part of the global conversation. Well, Tyler, here we are at the end of another episode. And honestly, I feel inspired. We've traveled from India to New York, London, and Dubai, and seen just how far Indian startups have come. It's not just about business. It's about vision, resilience, and a willingness to take on the world.
Absolutely, Amber. I mean, when you step back and look at the big picture, it's clear that Indian startups are redefining what's possible. They're not just competing globally. They're leading in some of the most competitive markets out there. And that's something to be proud of.
You know, I keep thinking about the founders we've heard about. People who started with an idea, maybe in a small office or even a garage, and now they're making waves thousands of miles from home. It's a reminder that ambition and hard work can take you anywhere.
Yeah, and it's not just about the founders. It's about the teams, the investors, the communities that support them. Everyone plays a part in this story. And as these startups succeed, they're opening doors for the next generation of Indian entrepreneurs.
That's so true, Tyler. The ripple effect is real. More success stories mean more confidence, more investment, and more opportunities for everyone. And honestly, that's what makes this such an exciting time to be following India's global journey.
So what's next? Well, I think we're just at the beginning. As Indian startups continue to expand and innovate, we're going to see even more breakthroughs, more collaborations, and more impact on the world stage.
And we'll be here to share those stories with you. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave us a comment. We love hearing from you, and all the links you need are in the description.
Thanks for joining us on Amber and Tyler's Dialogue. Wherever you are, you're part of this global conversation. Until next time, keep dreaming big and thinking beyond borders.